The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning and welcome to Health Matters. That's because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. I want to welcome our listening audience from WTBQ. And this morning we have I'm joined by my wife, Ann Fella, who's the Regional Director of Patient Services at A&T Healthcare, as well as the Director of Quality Insurance. Ann, why don't you say good morning to our listening audience?
Good morning, everyone.
And joining us, we have two wonderful individuals from the Alzheimer's Association. First, we have Maria Pagliotto, who is the Hudson Valley Director of the Alzheimer's Association. Maria, why don't you say hi to everyone?
Good morning, everyone. So happy to be here today.
Oh, that's great. And we have Janet Servison, who is the Community Outreach Manager for the Alzheimer's Association, and you're from Orange County. You cover Orange County, Ulster County, and Sullivan. Janet, say good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Actually, Janet is this isn't her first time. She was on WTBQ, but it wasn't located here. I think you said, where was it located?
On Main Street in Florida.
Okay, in Florida. The one thing that I always say to my guests, and I know this is how it is, and we've been doing this now for a couple of months now, is there's a lot of energy that you feel when you come into this place. You just feel the energy. I don't know if it feels different from the other place that you were, but I want to thank you both for coming here. I know sometimes it's a little bit of a drive, but as I always say, it is definitely worth the drive. Before we get started, I always say this to our listening audiences, that I want to thank you that you have made us a part of your Thursday morning. It is very important. And A&T Healthcare is very committed to providing the best in-home health care. And one of the things that we continue along those particular lines is these particular radio programs, Health Matters, is that we also take that very serious. And one of the things that we do, we want to educate the people of Orange County about issues that are important to them, issues that may impact on the lives of themselves or their families. And I just a little testament on this, Anne. I was joking with my wife, Anne, about it, but this last week, reading the paper, there was an article on Lyme disease. And I said, oh, well, we were on with Congressman Gibson and Michael O'Dowd. And when I was reading the article on Lyme disease, I said, you know, we covered this area actually better, I thought, discussing it, than it was in the newspaper. The other thing is we had on the Caring Companion. Governor Cuomo has what is called the CARE Act. And this is one was when did a lot of discussion on this particular subject, talking about when someone is discharged from a hospital, that many times it's the caregiver that has to take care of the person, and they're really not trained. And what this CARE Act is that they want to make sure that people, when they're being discharged, that they're trained appropriately. Gee, if you have to change a dressing or you have to do something like that, this is something that is available. And then, of
right.
course,
this was very supported by AARP and they actually encouraged the bill, supported the bill, where when patients are discharged from the hospital, the home caregivers don't always receive training. And this is to mandate that hospitals provide training to caregivers on things like wound care and transferring from bed to wheelchair and so on. And that will help prevent accidents and overdose of medication.
Wow, so we would like, maybe they heard our show and that's when they say, wait a second, this would make a good...
I mean, we've been talking about things like this for the last 2 months, and now come to find out there has been legislation, which I believe was passed in the Senate early this week, before they go to their summer session, so... it's very exciting for people. You know, we've talked in the last few weeks about how difficult it is to become a caregiver. You find that you're doing things that you've never done before, that now you're doing, giving medications that, you know, you don't know that much about. You're doing dressing changes. You're helping someone bathe or transfer. And, you know, it's really, you know, amazing that, you know, New York State is Right,
and I have to say, yeah, and that's really, I said, wow, like, look, we've been discussing, this is like old news. And then, of course, there was an article from the Alzheimer's Association, and that's what our program is going to be about today. You know, so as I say, we are committed to this. We know what we're hearing, and I do have to put a plug out, Lowell Babington, we went to the Boulders game. Albertus Magnus was playing the KO. Like, this is one of the things of the Provident Bank is that a lot of the high schools are able to play there. And you know, Mr. Babington comes up to me and said, you know, Peter, you're a real radio personality. And I said to him, no, Lowell, I'm a budding radio personality. And he very complimentary said, no, Peter, I've been listening to the show. You are radio personalities. But really, thank you so much about it. Before we get started on the show, I have a big announcement. Okay? Yes, I do. We are all very excited that we at A&T Healthcare, we have our new Facebook page at A&T Healthcare. We'll be updating it daily with pictures, videos, and important information, as well as news and upcoming events to offer a more interactive home healthcare experience. This is all new and improved. This is the first time we're doing it. Please feel free to visit us on our page, and we'd like you to like us. Or give us a rating, okay? Like,
yes,
that.
Yes, like us and give us a rating.
Give us a rating, okay? Please see our website at, you know, this is part of our lexicon, Google, like A&T Healthcare for a link, or simply just type in our name in the Facebook search bar. And we'd love you to become part of our healthcare family. I don't know if Andrew and Nicole are listening, but could we kind of look down and see how many likes we have now? And I hope that we see a big jump in it after this show, because we really are promoting it. But it is something that is important that you can hear about it. We will be having, you are able to listen to previous broadcasted programs that we have. And I think it is just something as far as always being informed. So, having said that, let's just start with the show. Maria, could you please tell our listening audience something about yourself and how you got involved with the Alzheimer's Association?
Sure. Well, first I want to say thank you to A&T, because not only for inviting us here, but really being a partner with the Alzheimer's Association. I've been with the Alzheimer's Association for over 10 years, and since I've been here, it's really been wonderful working with you. You've been a sponsor to our chapter. You've supported us. We've collaborated on educational programs, and it's really been obviously a wonderful experience, and we continue to work together, and we look forward to working together in years to come. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I've been with the Alzheimer's Association. Prior to my time here, I was at Sloan Kettering for 10 years and worked with families with cancer, and then I shifted to the Alzheimer's Association. It was a new experience working with seniors, and I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. And it's been my passion. And the time that I've been in Rockland County, our office is based in Rockland County, but our chapter itself is the Hudson Valley chapter, so we cover seven counties in the Hudson Valley. And it's really been a pleasure collaborating with different agencies, working with caregivers and families, and it's just really something that every day I'm inspired and I learn something new from the people that come into our office.
Wow, that's beautiful. Janet, can you tell our listening audience something about yourself, about what you're doing as a community outreach manager for the Alzheimer's Association?
Sure. Well, I worked as a regional administrator for the association for 11 years, and then I left for 2 years to help out with a family business, and was rehired as the community outreach manager for four of the counties we serve. And the joke is I was rehired on the same day, which is April Fool's Day. So,
are you really hired?
You're kidding.
Maybe you never left.
Oh,
so, but it's, you know, I just love this organization. Before working for the Alzheimer's Association, I ran an adult training center for handicapped adults in New Jersey. So my heart is with the elderly. And also having Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia in my family, you know, the work we do is so important and so near and dear to my heart.
Wow, that's great. Now, one of the things that I always encourage to our listening audience is please give us a call. You can call in. We accept calls. If you have any questions or if you have any comments, or if you want to share any of your experience that you might have had, be it a family member or a close friend that was afflicted by Alzheimer's, please, the phone number, I think you all know it, it's 845 area code 651, and it's 1110. The call numbers for WTBQ. Okay, when we come back, we will be discussing some of the warning signs of an individual who may be afflicted with Alzheimer's disease. This is listening to Health Matters.
A comfortable retirement is something everybody wants to have, but planning for can be frightening. Finding someone you could trust who can make it easy to understand shouldn't be. At Warwick Valley Financial Advisors, planning is what we do, and we do it well. If you'd like to see if we can help you, call us for a free consultation, 845-981-7300. Call us for a free consultation today at 981-7300. We're located in the Clock Tower Building at 65 Main Street. Do you know if you'll have enough money to live on during your retirement? Hi, I'm Ken Ford with the Warwick Valley Financial Advisors and host of From Wall Street to Main Street. When speaking with people who are about to retire, their biggest fear is running out of money in retirement. Most tell me that they've never sat down to figure out if their retirement is safe. We listen to your goals and review your entire situation so we can customize a strategy especially for you. We're located in the Clock Tower Building here in Warwick. For a free consultation, give us a call, 981-7300.
Having difficulty sleeping with a dip in the bed is the reason so many people are rushing to Millspaugh Furniture to switch to two-sided Schiffman mattresses, and we accommodate them once we determine that they're not talking about their spouse, but a sag in their mattress. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh of Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie, and our Schiffman mattresses offer a supportive sleep experience that's totally different than that of one-sided, non-flippable sinkhole mattresses that are found in every other bedding store in the area. Millspaugh Furniture's unique, handmade flippable mattresses are hand-tufted all the way through the mattress, securing the natural cotton and luxurious foams in place on both sides to prevent uncomfortable sinkholes that ruin your good night's sleep. Isn't it worth a dollar or two a day to get a great night's sleep? Invest in a two-sided, handmade, flippable Schiffman mattress set, a mattress that will actually support you for years to come and let you get rid of that dip you've been sharing your bed with. Sturdy, elegant, comfortable, timeless. That's Millspaugh Furniture, where we've been offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
Your next party or special event will be the talk of the town with Music Magic. They use the latest in computers and professional DJ equipment with one of the largest selections of music. Having a kid's party? Invite the Great Jodini Magic Show, full of magic tricks. The Crazy Professor and the Dino Puppet Show. It's entertainment the way it should be. Join their many satisfied customers today by calling 986-5492. That's 986-5492 for Music Magic and the Great Jodini Magic Show.
Clark Howard, missing a minute can cost you big time.
Scamsters are coming out of the woodwork trying to convince you that real estate is the next pot of gold. Be careful.
Clark Howard.
Weekdays from 2 to 4, WTBQ.
WTBQ. And welcome back. You're listening to Health Matters. My name is Peter Feller. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. Joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Feller, the Regional Director of Patient Services at A&T Healthcare, as well as Maria Pagliotta, who is the Hudson Valley Director of the Alzheimer's Association. And along with us is also Janice Verstin, who is the Community Outreach Manager of the Alzheimer's Association. Okay,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to giggle, but...
It's okay, We are all in this together. Janet, could you tell our listening audience something about the Alzheimer's Association and the services that they provide?
Sure. And just so you know, we are the Hudson Valley chapter, so we serve seven counties in the Hudson Valley, including Dutchess, Orange, Putnam, Rockland, Sullivan, Ulster, and Westchester counties. And there are nearly 40,000 people in this area that are currently affected with this disease or another kind of dementia. So what we do at the association is we have many programs and services to help people with the disease and their family caregivers. We have a 24-hour helpline. So we understand that, you know, issues can come up any time of day or night. So we have access to a care consultant who's a licensed social worker 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you're having a problem, a concern, just need to talk, you can feel free to give the 800 number, and I'll give that a little bit later, at any time. We have educational programs for the community, as well as we do in-servicing for professional staff. The in-servicing for the professional staff is the only thing we charge for. Otherwise, all our services are free. We have caregiver support groups that meet throughout all of the chapter territories, and we have safety services and all kinds of information.
Wow, now we have a caller. Good morning, and welcome to Health Matters.
Yes, I have a question. How do you recognize the difference when you have, you know, a family member, whether it's a mother or father, between Alzheimer's and dementia?
Oh, that's a point that there's a lot of confusion. Maria, would you like to answer that question?
That's an excellent question, and that's a question that
thank
we
you
get
so much for your call.
Sure, every day. Dementia is really not a diagnosis. It's just a term, like an umbrella term, describing a change in behavior or symptoms that usually a loved one notices. Those symptoms could be the forgetfulness. It could be behavior changes. And we always direct people to go to their doctor or take their loved one to their doctor right away, because there could be a very logical reason why a person is suffering from dementia. It could be reversible dementia, whereby it could be something as simple as a vitamin deficiency or a thyroid abnormality, or sometimes even a urinary tract infection could cause symptoms of dementia.
Sure. Or even just stress, general
correct.
Stress.
Correct, general stress, depression, that's right. Mm-hmm. Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. So in other words, there's different types of dementia. Alzheimer's is one of those types. And a person would have to go through a very thorough diagnosis and evaluation, usually by a neurologist. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll bring in other experts, such as psychiatrists, and also have perhaps various diagnostic tests, such as an MRI or a CAT scan, to look at the brain. Okay, so therein lies the difference.
Well, I know that. Thank you very much, because I know if there's a confusion between also, does it a combination of physical and mental, or if it's mental, you know, is it reversible? Is there programs to help people with dementia, maybe early stage of Alzheimer's? You know, I'm not sure on all that.
But it is important, and that's why we've been talking about contacting the Alzheimer's Association. And something we talked about earlier before the program is a lot of times contact them early on, because they can help you answer questions and also direct you to the right people. So, you know, if you need diagnosis, and you'd be surprised, you know, little changes in people's life can cause, you know, an altered mental status that can be reversed. And you do want to find out as soon as you can, so things can be treated.
Yeah, the sooner you can do it. I also know that many times when people, the early stages, I know Janet and Marie, you know, chime in, is that, you know, they think, I had a senior moment. And one of the descriptions that they used to always have is that if you forget where you put your keys, doesn't mean that you have Alzheimer's disease, but if you have your keys and you don't know how to use it, that might be of an indicator.
That's an indicator, right.
And just I want to chime in a bit that, you know, we do tell people to really push your physician if they're just giving you that, you know, dementia kind of blanket term. Alzheimer's disease accounts for about 25% of all kinds of dementia, but there are many kinds of dementias out there. And you can also have more than one. So, for instance, my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but she also had vascular dementia. So it's important to find out really what you're dealing with. And the good thing about getting a diagnosis early is, you know, if it isn't one of the reversible types of dementia that, like Maria was speaking about, but there are medications out that can help with the symptoms of it. Doesn't stop the progression of the disease, but it can help with some of the symptoms of.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's it. Well, thank you so much for your call. Okay. All right. Maria, we were talking before. Could you tell us some of the warning signs, the 10 warning signs where a patient may start to become afflicted with the Alzheimer's?
Sure. When we go out in the community, we talk a lot about the importance of knowing the 10 signs. It's one of our programs that we do. One of the first signs that's mentioned is memory loss that disrupts daily life. We all are busy. We all forget things. But when it gets to the point where you're noticing the memory loss is really affecting your daily life, then you want to say to yourself, okay, it's time to look into this a little further. If you notice it in a loved one, again, get them to the doctor. Challenges in planning or solving problems. That's another warning sign that's on the top 10 list.
Now what is it? Be more like descriptive. Like, what's an example of solving a problem? Is it like we have a
It's not like a big math equation.
Yeah, right.
Or just something simple, or just even writing out a bill or a check, or figuring out how to use your washing machine when that's something that you've always done before.
Okay.
Difficulty completing familiar tasks, something that you've done all the time and suddenly you're finding it difficult.
Like a recipe. So if you're a cook and you've made a certain dish, you know, forever, and now all of a sudden you're not able
you're
to
confused.
Remember it. That would be, it's really the 10 warning signs. It's when it affects your everyday functioning.
Life. Right.
You know, we can read this list and we can all have seven of these signs.
Oh my God, I forgot.
But it's really when it impacts your everyday functioning.
Right. A few others on the list here is, you know, confusion with time or place. That's another one where you'll see a person is confused about the day, where they are. So that's a red flag, or even trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships.
Okay, give an example of something like that.
So somebody can see a dark spot on a carpet.
There you
they
go.
Can
That's
perceive
a big one.
That as a whole.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay.
So they get nervous, unable to.
And sometimes one of the things our social workers do is when they meet with a family and they'll talk to the family about some of these little issues that could come up in a home, like mom is afraid to bathe or she's terrified of the shower, but yet there's a mat in front of the shower. Well, that may look like a big black hole. So that's maybe why she's afraid to step in the shower.
And it can also work to your advantage if you have somebody who tends to wander. So we can tell people, put a dark mat by the front of the door.
That's a very good advice. I'm going to write that one down because, you know, that comes up a lot.
Or even a stop sign on the door.
I should know that. I absolutely have done that.
See, we all learn from each other.
we actually did that in the nursing home. We put stop signs on people's doors to keep them from wandering into other people's rooms and things like that.
Right.
So,
but you know,
thank you for reminding me.
I always say this, is that so often we're the purpose of the show Health Matters is that we want to educate the community of Orange County. And so often when I have my guests, I am learning stuff. And as much as I think I'm familiar with it, there's always something that I'm learning. Continue, Maria.
Sure. And some of the other tips that we share with people is new problems with words or speaking or writing. Sometimes people will express that they're having trouble finding a word, a very familiar word, you know, container or car, you know, and they can't recall the word or bring it to their mind to say it. That could be very frustrating for someone. Or simply misplacing things and losing the ability to mistrace your steps. Okay,
I know. I go through this so often. I walk into a room and I say, gee, why did I walk into this room? And then I step back outside, and then I remember. I think also when they're saying like misplacing it is that, you know, let's go back to the keys, is that you can't find your keys, but then the person put the keys in the freezer or something.
That's right.
Something that is really, you know, it's not, you know, sometimes I'm in a hurry, I put it down and I go back, but if you put it in a place that clearly, you know,
actually, I think that's on one of the commercials.
Right.
The wife can't find her keys, and the husband finds them in the freezer.
Right. And the other issue that often comes up sometimes, unfortunately, sadly, is that a person may accuse their loved ones or family members of
taking
it or stealing it. Mm-hmm. Or we've had calls where family members have said, my mom called the police on me because she thinks that I stole her jewelry when, in fact, the jewelry
was in a place
that she's sad, you know. Decreased or poor judgment. you know, walking outside in the winter with slippers, or, you know, doing mm-hmm. things that, again, your judgment mm-hmm. is just not there.
Giving money away. You know, my mom lost $10,000. She took it out of the bank, and I said, what did you do with it? And she said, I gave it to you. And I said, no, I would remember that. So, you know, we never found it. So she could have thrown it out. Who knows?
Right. Yeah. That's a big one that happens.
Wow.
Withdrawal from social activities. Someone may notice right. that they're not mm-hmm. remembering, and they sort of covering it up and compensating, and may start to withdraw from friends right. and family.
It's better if I stay home and
sure.
right, not be in that situation.
Sure. And mm-hmm. one of the last items that is on the list of the top 10 is changes in mood and personality. Mm-hmm. And that is very often noticed by loved ones, that they've noticed that a person's personality has completely changed. Say a normal, mm-hmm. docile, calm individual becomes angry or is using these swear words that they've mm-hmm. never used mm-hmm. before and is yeah. agitated. And that's a big red flag.
That is a flag. And you think, well, they must just be mad at me. But
right.
when it's consistent and not stopping, right. then you realize there's something
right.
else.
And again, there. Any of these signs that we talk about could be something very simple, not related to dementia or Alzheimer's. It's just a sign. It's something that you should look into further. That's what we always encourage mm-hmm. people, not to get mm-hmm. frightened, but take that next step early, go to the doctor and look into what is
right,
causing these
right,
symptoms.
Right, because sometimes it could be short-term related
Absolutely.
To anxiety, depression,
Right.
The hypothyroidism
is
very
a
big factor, yeah. yes, especially yes. in the older adult.
Absolutely.
And, it definitely warrants checking, and B12 deficiency and vitamin D deficiency.
And that's such an easy you know, fix.
Easy fix.
I feel like what we need to remember is as people are getting older, their bodies change. Everything gets older, including your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's knowing the difference between normal aging and something, you know, a dementia causing.
And one of the yeah. things that I teach in my class, and by the way, I am teaching a class right now at New City, is that Alzheimer's disease is not a normal part of aging. That's not
right.
considered normal. Those,
right.
well, when you get older, you're going to get that. No, that's not considered
that's correct.
Same with depression. I want to start talking about depression. But those are certain things. They're not, even though you may see a higher frequency of it, it is not considered normal. Is there anything, as far as, if you mentioned Maria, and I know Janet, as far as going to see the doctor, I've read something that there's a series of questions that they may ask that may give some insight as to the possibility of being diagnosed with Alzheimer's?
Know, right, that's part of the process is a mini mental exam, you know, but it's part of, you know, there's blood work, there's sometimes a
diagnostic test,
right,
it's a very
neurologist
in-depth.
Exam, some kind of scan, and people can choose to go to a neurologist or a diagnostic center where you have more of a team, where you might have a neuropsychiatrist involved as well.
Okay, because I know it's not always definitively. Okay, well, you are listening to Health Matters, and I'm Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare. I have Maria and Janet from the Alzheimer's Association, my wife Anne. When we come back, we will talk about coping when a family member has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.
Would you like to bring more customers to your business? Do you want to reach people that can use your services? Get the word out by advertising on WTBQ. Call the WTBQ Sales and Marketing Department at 651-1110 and ask about radio advertising and various program sponsorship opportunities. To get the most for your advertising dollar, call WTBQ at 651-1110. That's 651-1110.
Mountain Florist, can I help you?
I need a dozen red roses.
Okay.
It's for my love.
Aww.
I love racing, so deliver them to Pocono Raceway.
The recipient?
Pocono Raceway. Hello, the Tricky Triangle, Pocono Raceway.
Okay.
I love every car. I love racing.
Okay.
It's not complicated. Roses, Pocono Raceway, love me.
I'm confused.
Roses for Pocono Raceway.
Sir?
NASCAR Sprint Cup Series,
Sir?
Verizon IndyCar Series? Junior! Jeff Gordon!
Who?
I bring my entire family so I can share the love.
I'm getting my manager.
Great! I'll be here making eyes at PoconoRaceway.com for race dates and tickets. For the love of racing.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series returns June 7th with the Exalta We Paint Winners 400 and August 2nd with the Pennsylvania 400. Details at PoconoRaceway.com.
Did you know that the Warwick Valley Dispatch is one of the few independently owned and operated papers in the country and that they've been run by the same family since 1885 and that every edition is printed at the Dispatch building in Warwick? The Warwick Valley Dispatch is also the official newspaper of the Warwick Valley and Florida school districts, the town of Warwick, the villages of Warwick and Florida, the Warwick, Florida and Pine Island Fire Districts, and the Albert Wisner Public Library. To advertise or subscribe to Warwick's hometown newspaper, call 986-2216 today. Shop local. Read the Warwick Valley Dispatch.
I'm Hank Gross, publisher of MidHudsonNews.com, the Hudson Valley's daily e-news source. We at MidHudsonNews.com know we've got a winner when the TV news and newspapers log on for leads on breaking stories. You too can find out what's going on around the Hudson Valley long before it hits the airwaves or print. Log on to MidHudsonNews.com, the Hudson Valley's news leader. No ink on your fingers, no remote to click. MidHudsonNews.com.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy on WTBQ Radio. Tune in every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. for the latest in legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions and issues on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Dr. David Leach, the superintendent of the Warwick Valley Central School District and host of Your Schools. Listen every Monday at 12 noon to learn what's happening in your schools right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ weather.
With a persistent easterly flow, we'll stay with cloudy skies today. It'll be cool, highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Look for low around 50. Tomorrow, clouds around the area. We should see a couple of showers. They'll hit the lower 70s. Few showers otherwise, partly cloudy tomorrow night. We'll go down in the upper 50s. And sunshine returns for the weekend. It gets a little bit milder as temperatures head into the middle 70s. This is meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ.
And welcome back to Health Matters. This is Peter Fella. I'm joined by my wife, Anne, and we have two lovely individuals from the Alzheimer's Association, Maria and Janet. We're discussing Alzheimer's disease, the warning signs. But the question that I want to remind our listening audience, please call in if you have any questions. We already had a caller ask a very good question. But if you have any questions or if you have any comments or if you want to share some experience that you might have had dealing with someone with Alzheimer's disease, please call the station. The number is 845 area code 651-1110. Okay.
Okay. So I we've been talking, and I wondered, do you have some advice you could share for people or caregivers coping with a new diagnosis or a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or a related dementia diagnosis? Either of you?
I'm sure. What we would hope is that people would reach out to us as soon as they can. We can offer so much support and assistance, setting somebody up in a caregiver support group, or if it's somebody who's in the early stages, we do have early stage support groups, and they're just such valuable groups. You're meeting people who are going through the same exact thing as you're going through, and so that's invaluable, those kind of interactions. And we also have all kinds of information about research, medications that are coming out. Our website, www.alz.org/Hudson Valley. It's just amazing. You know, for the long time I've been with the association, I would say over the past 2 or 3 years, it's just amazing the tools that are there on the website. There's chat boards. There's so many ways to connect. You can meet with our licensed social worker in our office to offer one-on-one education and support. There's just so much help out there, and it's just, you know, we would hope that physicians are referring to us when they make a diagnosis, as well as the you know, pharmaceutical companies who are giving out medications. So we're working hard on partnering with
And each
with
family has such unique needs.
Right.
Someone may come in and is a younger family, a younger caregiver, and is still working and needs to find help in the home for their loved ones. Mm-hmm. So we refer to different agencies such as yours, you know, whether it be home care, adult daycare, whatever it may be. We really try to hone in on each individual family needs and really connect them to the resources. And each county, I have to say, has such amazing resources to help.
Could you share any stories or common things that you hear from families that happen, whether it's maybe someone who's not eating well or someone who's refusing care or anger that comes along
one of the
and how
thing
to cope
that,
with it?
Sure, that's an excellent question, Anne. One of the things we get a lot that that a caregiver will call about is that their loved one is repeating themselves and that it really is driving them mad because they're trying to help relieve, you know, answer the questions patiently, and then it escalates sometimes where the caregiver starts to lose their cool and they're just not getting it. Yeah. And one of the things, it's like I call it that aha moment when we tell a caregiver, you know what? The best thing to do is to meet your loved one on their level. Right. So when they ask you a question, sometimes you have to redirect them. You know, if they say, I want to talk to my dad, I want to talk to my dad, and their dad sadly has passed away 30 years ago, you say something like, you know what, we'll give them a call later, but right now, let's go take a walk, or let's have a cup of tea and watch some TV and try to divert. We also call them sometimes therapeutic fibs, where if you have to say something to ease the person's mind at that moment, go for it. Get to their level of reality. Don't bring them to your reality, which is,
saying,
he's passed away. Why are you
asking?
What's
wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? You asked me that 30 times.
No, but may I comment on that? Like, one of the things, if you would not say that. You would not say, oh, your father died 30 years ago, because when they hear that, they're like hearing it for the first, oh, my father's died. Oh,
And the anxiety and escalates.
Yes, it escalates.
Right.
And
sometimes
just change
joining
the subject
in at that moment is better than trying to bring back.
It's really a key element is communication, which is why our social workers, when they go out and do programs, one of the biggest programs that's requested when we go in the community or even by agencies or assisted livings or nursing home is to educate people on how to communicate with a person with Alzheimer's
and
dementia.
I think it's so hard for people to go past, but I'm lying to her or lying to him. I've been brought up not to lie. This case, you know, you know, why are you making her or him so upset?
Right.
Just give in to what they're believing, because what they are believing is their truth.
I know.
Right. Yeah.
You're right. Like with my mother, you'd never lie to your mother.
Right.
Very hard.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we'd have to like tell a fib about whatever it was she was discussing. And I would always say to my sister, like, boy, she'd be so mad at us if she knew that we were lying.
Right.
She didn't know.
Right.
We felt a little guilty about it, but, you know, you shouldn't feel guilty about that.
Sure, and the other thing, too, that's important is, you know, less is more sometimes. You never, when someone has dementia or Alzheimer's, anxiety could play a key role. So let's say you have to take them to the doctor. You're not going to say, we're going to the doctor next week, Mom. It's just on the day of the appointment when it's time to go. Well, let's put your coat on now. We're going out. Less is more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just giving information in a way that's easy for them to process.
Right.
Less anxiety, less stress makes it easier for the caregiver and, of course, the person with the disease.
And that is important. And you have to remember, I always give this example, is that if, let's say, I had a big cast on my leg, okay, and I started moving some chairs, people that saw me with a cast, let me help you, Peter, because, I got a big cast. And people don't realize that is that with someone that's afflicted with Alzheimer's, you don't see any outward sign of an injury, but there is an injury.
That's correct.
And that's part of where, when you talk to someone, that the part, you don't argue, and that's kind of what we're saying. Just, if they say, gee, can I have something to drink? You don't say, you did drink. Here's your empty water bottle, because the part of the brain that is not functioning properly.
Right.
And, you know, for caregivers, another thing that I hear a lot is they take it personally. You know, I have been telling people years and years, you can't take if he or she says something that hurts your feelings, try not to take it personally. It's the disease. And I remember being thrown out of my mother's house on Easter. There's the door. Bye-bye. And I was like, wait. And I remember feeling so badly, but then remembering, you know, it's the disease. My mom is not the same mom. And that's hard. And that's why connecting with other people through a support group or calling us, I feel like, you know, helps so much.
You feel like you're not alone.
And here we are talking about some real life situations between our parents.
Right.
And we can kind of laugh about it a little bit. And even though it's
keeping
really
your
hard,
sense of humor about
don't
things.
Lose your, no, yeah. Don't lose your sense of humor, okay?
Absolutely.
Other people said I've lost mine many years ago, but I keep trying.
But you can laugh about it sometimes. And you have those wonderful memories when your loved one was well.
Right.
But you can make light sometimes of the change that you've made. And you have to alter your life a little bit. You have to start to kind of get into their world, into their time. And, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, there are things that you would do, like having great big family gatherings for Christmas. Well, that can be really upsetting to someone with Alzheimer's disease. And so you might have to scale that down or have several small gatherings instead of bringing all the grandchildren and all the children and, and the cousins.
Yeah.
And it can be very, very overwhelming for someone. And it's okay. And you can make that change.
You know, and even doing, you know, speaking of like a family gathering, you can make it fun and have name tags, but everybody's wearing a name tag.
Right.
You know, if your loved one is in progressed to more of the mid stage, you know, little tricks like that.
Little things that can help too. And it makes it kind of fun and it's different and sometimes hard, but it does make it better. And you can enjoy that time at that event or that memory for
right,
you.
Right, it's meeting them where they are at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you're listening to Health Matters. We are having a great program, really. Thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, can you do something to prevent getting the disease Alzheimer's?
Hi, I'm Stan Martin, and for 20 years I served as editor and publisher of the Warwick Advertiser and Photo News. I've been past president of the Warwick Valley Rotary Club and am currently serving as an assistant district governor for Rotary. I invite you to join any one of the 11 Rotary Clubs in Orange County and join in the fun, fellowship, and community service. Hope to see you soon and join in the fun.
When you're in need of the finest healthcare services in the Hudson Valley, head on over to Middletown Medical in the Chester ShopRite Plaza. Our state-of-the-art Chester Center includes walk-in urgent care, primary and family care physicians, specialty medicine physicians, and Pediatric Express. Open 7 days a week and conveniently located, Middletown Medical's Chester Center is your answer to quality healthcare. For more information, visit MiddletownMedical.com or call 845-469-2692.
Just when you thought summer couldn't get any better, the Home Depot has up to 25% off select in-store patio furniture. So, let's show the back patio a little love for a lot less. Give it the attention it deserves and your friends the invitation they've been looking for. The party's on at your place. Let's do this. Up to 25% off select in-store patio furniture. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Products and prices may vary by store.
Hey, it's your turn to speak up. I'm Zach Kruk, the host of Speak Up, where you voice your opinion on issues affecting us in our nation and in our community. Speak up and call in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hi, this is Lynn Allen Cione. I'm the president and CEO of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Join us every Friday at 12 noon when we will highlight Orange County Chamber's events and business right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Health Matters. This morning, my name is Peter Fella, and I'm joined by my wife, Anne, and we have Maria and Janet from the Alzheimer's Association. I have a question. One of the things about Alzheimer's disease is that so often when it's been diagnosed, you already have the disease. And the question that I'd like to know is there, what can be done to prevent the disease? Like sometimes it's very, we know it's very insidious. I think we've talked about that, about the subtle signs. But is there anything that can be done to lower the likelihood of getting this particular disease?
Well, that is a great question. You know, as we age, the biggest risk factor for Alzheimer's is age. People 85 and older, half of those are thought to have the disease. You know, when somebody says, gee, I have Alzheimer's in my family, you know, does this mean I'm going to get it? And we treat that like any other disease, such as cancer. If cancer is in your family, you would be more likely than somebody else who didn't have it in their family. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to come down with it. There is a type of Alzheimer's that accounts for a very small amount, I think 3%, which would be genetic related. And if you do have that gene, then you will come down with Alzheimer's. But again, that's like less than 3% of all the cases in the world. So what we tell families and everybody, we do this great program called Healthier Habits for a Healthier You. There's been a lot of studies indicating that diet and exercise, social interactions, all these help to kind of build up. You really want to go into your older age with, you know, the most robust brain, you know, the...
Yes.
You know, you want to be
health,
fit,
right?
So the Mediterranean diet, what's good for the heart is good for the brain. So really fish, lots of green vegetables. Dark green is the best. Dark berries. So diet, exercise is also very important. Doesn't mean that it's going to prevent you, but it cuts your chances down because we need to figure out, you know, what exactly gets triggered when somebody is comes down with Alzheimer's.
And just to add to that, too, we always also inform people that if you do have, say, you're getting treated for high blood pressure or high cholesterol or have diabetes, these also could greatly increase your risk for the disease. And we say monitor those numbers. Keep those, go to the doctor, keep those numbers in check because that also is extremely important.
Right. There was a wonderful study called the Nunn Study. And it's been going on for years and years. And this group of nuns donate their brain upon death. And so this is where we learned about cognitive reserve. So they took one nun who did exhibit dementia, Alzheimer's-like symptoms. They did the autopsy of the brain, and they saw, yes, indeed, she did have, you know, the pathology.
Right.
Then there was another nun and who did not exhibit any dementia-like symptoms, and yet her brain had the pathology. I think it was more than the other nun.
Right.
So
wow.
It's like, wow. How did she not show any signs?
Uh-huh.
And that's where we learn about cognitive reserve. It turns out this nun had a social network 4 times greater than the other nun. So again, social interactions, right. Connections. You know, the kids now are multitasking, and
yes.
and that's all wonderful. You know, learning something new every year. Also helps.
Yeah.
Yep, keeping busy, those crossword brain games, you know, all of it combined, the health, you know, the eating, the exercise, the social connections, you know, that all is so helpful.
Which I think with our generation and the baby boomer generation that we're in, we are more aware of things that are going on. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're texting pretty much the same as the kids, maybe not as quick, but
I'm not as quick.
We are doing it. And those we're moving in with those technologies as well. And I think it will help us. And we exercise more and we eat more blueberries in our house.
Well, yes. Kale. Kale's a new, kale's a new dark green vegetable.
Kale,
yeah.
Blueberry salad, maybe.
Yes,
come
yes.
Come up with some trying concoction. To do it.
But that is important. Just having a healthy lifestyle. Sometimes it's not this big revelation, but it's something that you have to do your entire life. And we always talk about that, about nutrition.
And you have control over it.
Right,
you
know, right.
These are things you can do.
And it's, I know it's hard. It's hard sometimes to get off the couch or get outside and take that walk or go and cut up some healthy food, vegetables and fruits and stuff, because it's easier to grab some takeout or,
yeah.
Sure.
You know,
the end of the day is there and you're like, I'm tired. I've done enough already. Mm-hmm. So I can't exercise. So you do have to make that time and try to.
And again, what's good for the heart is good for your brain.
For your brain. Yeah. That's a very good motto. I like that. Good for the heart, good for the brain.
Good for the brain, that's right. Heart healthy, mm-hmm. Now you have to say
brain healthy.
Healthy. Instead of
heart
healthy, healthy
brain,
brain
healthy.
So. Maria Jen, could you tell us any events that are going on for the Alzheimer's Association? And again, I want to thank you both for being here, but tell us, there's a lot that's going
on. Sure,
we
have so much going on in our chapter territory, and I really encourage people to go to our website and our Facebook page. But in Orange County, we do have, for family caregivers, a very special program. It's a music social program, and it starts Friday, July 17th, and it meets the third Friday of every month from 1:30 to 2:45 at the Albert Weiser Public Library in Warwick. Very close by. And basically, it's socialization programs that we provide for people with Alzheimer's related dementia and their family caregiver. So,
and this would be for more of the mid-stage of the disease. And it's just amazing. We have Melinda, who's a music therapist, runs the group.
Oh, that's great.
I have
right
seen firsthand how this impacts, you know, somebody who's nonverbal comes in and she starts playing the old songs and they're belting
things
it
like
out.
They awaken.
I would
so
love to
wonderful.
Have her on the show one time.
Ah,
I think that would
she would
be
love that.
So amazing. So
that's a great
we'll
idea.
We'll have to talk about that later.
Right. So the music program is a very exciting program. And also in August, on August 7th, we're very excited. We have a Rhythm and Vines event. Friday, August 7th at the Warwick Valley Winery. And tickets for that are on sale for $25 a ticket. It's really a great event.
And it's live music.
Place.
It's an open wine bar.
Fantastic.
So.
And the property is just beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's so comforting and really nice.
And lastly, I just want to mention I encourage people to really take part in our educational programs, whether they're in the community, and free at libraries or wherever.
You know, we do 10 warning signs, the basics, healthier habits for a healthier you. Those are all free educational programs that we offer to anyone in the community. If you have any kind of group, please give us a call. Our number is 800-272-3900, and we'd be happy to set up any of these free educational programs.
You know, and certainly if you, you know, want more information, you can call the radio station and they can give you the number. They can give you our number if you just want to reach out to one person.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to send you in the right direction.
Also, just to mention, if anyone's interested, we are having our big educational conference. We do this every year. It's on June 9th. It's going to be at the DoubleTree Hilton. It's a chapter. It covers for our whole chapter.
Who lives in Tarrytown?
Tarrytown.
Yes.
And it's called Meeting of the Minds. It's the first annual Hudson Valley Regional Dementia Conference. We're going to have really amazing speakers, one being Tipa Snow. Really, she's a nationally known occupational therapist and dementia educational specialist, Dr. John Zeisel. And also we're going to have Dr. Keith Fargo. He's going to speak on all the latest research going on in Alzheimer's.
You know, you just reminded me many years ago, I was on a panel for one of the Alzheimer's Association conferences.
Right. Yes, yes.
And we were on the forefront of providing care to the Alzheimer's patients, because it hasn't been that long that this has become more knowledgeable and there's more services out there. And, you know, we're only on the forefront, I think.
That's true. That's so true. Really, I want to thank you both so much for coming on our show. I know they were talking about their Facebook, but again, I'm going to mention our Facebook. Just Google A&T Healthcare for Facebook. We will have this post of this particular program that we had today on the Alzheimer's disease. There's a lot of informative information that was given, and we really want to thank you both so much. You've been wonderful guests, and you know, if you don't mind, if maybe another time we may call you back, if
sure.
you don't mind coming.
I'd love to have the music therapist.
It's just, it's like I said to you, that we're just about out of time. So as we always end, I always like to say, stay healthy, because your health matters. And to you, your family and friends and loved ones, all the best. We will see you next Thursday at 10 o'clock on Health Matters. Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.